Good morning, Bangalore. Welcome back again to one another episode of Detox. Today we have Adeep, who has come back after a successful trek from Rubin. Hi, Adeep.
Hey, Sabir. I hope you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. So we have some interesting questions to you. How long have you been trekking?
Trekking has become a part of my life now. It's been 2 years since my first trek. Since then, I've done 3 treks and there's no been looking back. In fact, I did one trek twice very recently, that is Rupin, because I was just mesmerized and also I just wanted to take my friends there and just show them what they are missing out. And I absolutely love it.
Okay. What motivates you to go back to the mountains?
The most important reason why I go there is the absolute peace of mind I get. It's just too good for me. It's like something which I go for detoxicate myself. And also the sense of realization that everyday activity also isn't difficult in the mountain, which we take it for so granted. For example, if you want to wash your face early in the morning at sub-zero degree temperature, it is just not possible. But we take it for so granted down here in the plains. And also, it's also a sense of achievement for me that every time I go for these treks, the higher I climb, the more challenging the treks are, the more the challenging the trails are, it's just motivating.
It's very clear from your words that you are a true mountain lover. Can you share us some experience about your recent Rupin Pass trek?
Yes, in fact that I've done it twice. This time I knew the route. I thought I knew what's gonna come, but then I was so wrong. The mountains are so unpredictable with their weather that it could be sunny 1 hour ago and it's snowing the next. So the experience was extremely different. Last time I did Rupin in the summers, this time I did it in the winters. So there's a little more snow, more harsher conditions. I had 3 nights which were sub-zero degrees temperature. It was hard for me to cope up with all these. But these challenges why I keep going there again and again. But then again, a trekker is not... what really helps a trekker is what he's carrying with them. You get maybe only 40 liters to carry for a 9-day trek, but then what you carry for these treks is absolutely important.
Okay, and what helped you during the trek to beat this extreme cold weather and other worst conditions?
It's absolutely what I carried with me. I knew I had to carry light this time. I had made mistakes of carrying a bigger bag the last time, but I had to pack smart. So instead of taking thermal pans, I took 2 trek pans, which are much lighter, and I just layered up. I think layering up is the key. But I did not compromise with what sleeping bag, what tent, and what rain jacket I used. The Keshwa black and white tent is an absolute good tent, and it really kept me warm the night. And the sleeping bag which I made for sub-zero degree again, which I got from Decathlon, really helped me to stay warm in the night, or else I would be freezing meat in the middle of the mountains. And also it's small things like a hat which is available at Decathlon, which has integrated lights with them, avoided me carrying 2 separate pieces of a cap and a light. So it is just one thing. So there are small things like this which really helped me in the trek. A few other things was that, absolutely important is what shoes you carry. I think you cannot compromise with what shoes you take, so I just went for the best blindly. I took the Forclass 900 again from Decathlon, which absolutely gave me immense grip in the snow and also in the dry terrain. So yeah, these are small things, but really, really, really become your best friends in the mountains.
So that's Adeep sharing his best experiences the Rupin Pass trek. We urge all Bangaloreans to try out a trek in their life. Thank you. To follow Adeep on Facebook?
Yeah, sure. You can follow me on Adeep Nadav at yahoo.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at the handle Adeep_Nadav. You can see my experiences and maybe get in touch with me if you want to do the same. Thank you, guys. Hope to see you soon.